What up, people? How are you? Welcome to another episode of the Talk with Mimi. I also want to say a big thank you to those who viewed or listened to the previous episode. I love you all. I know some of us are happy the Premier League is back. I am too, a little bit. I was watching a match last week, Manchester City versus Arsenal with a young girl and her older brother. So I think the brother went to get something and he came back a few minutes later and it was like 2-0 already, who scored it? And this girl, she doesn't know anything about football, and she was like, the every player fell another player from Manchester's team, then another every player scored the goal, then a red card was given to one of the every player. I was like, whoa, what is going on? Because everyone on the team is not bald. They both have hairs, and I don't know why you have to like specify and say some are hairy while some are not. I was so confused. Then she was like, oh look, when she saw Mikel Arteta, Arsenal's coach, oh that's Ronaldo. At that point in time I could not hold it anymore. I started laughing. I was like, what is this Ronaldo again? Never watch a match with someone that doesn't understand football, because it's photo. It will turn to a comedy show. So today I'll be talking about Nigerian weddings. Yes, we all like Oambe, the music, the food, most especially the souvenirs. Yes, most of us don't actually see the bride or groom throughout the wedding, but we actually still attend the wedding. I won't lie, I went to a wedding without seeing any of them. I was discussing about Ashwebi with a friend and he said if he buys Ashwebi worth 50,000 naira and above, he must not hear the marriage ended because he invested in it, or both parties would have to refund his money. So what are your thoughts on Ashwebi? Should they be expensive? And mind you, most people sell Ashwebi without souvenirs. So should it be expensive or not? I attended a wedding a few years back and the groom wore a pink suit. Do I actually call that pink? Should I actually call that a suit as well? I don't think so. That's definitely a coat. While the groomsmen wore black, I'm thinking there's a mismanagement of color here. At first sight, I was like, what is this? Are they allowed you to come out like this? Sometimes I don't understand the color choice for wedding. We have so many colors, but like, new colors are being invented for Oambe. You'll be hearing some things like Magneta, Burgundy, Cyan, Bridal Green, and many more. Like, the colors are way too much. Also, the combinations nowadays, I don't understand anymore. Like, just different combinations here and there. Like, what exactly, what were they thinking when they speak? Like, when they're like, okay, let's wear yellow on this, let's wear brown on this, let's wear... Okay, what were you actually thinking when you picked these colors? Also, the wedding drama whereby some people will get a better seat or are being served well, while some are not being attended to well, because you can say, okay, fine, the bride or the groom invited me to a wedding. You don't expect them to leave their seats and come and start giving me things like, oh, have you eaten? Have you taken this? Have you taken that? It doesn't work that way. So if I don't know someone else, it is possible I don't get being served, or I am not treated according to where I should be, and that is not nice at all. That's very, very bad. And most especially, they kind of grade their ashwebi as well. Be like, okay, this ashwebi is actually for the middle class, this ashwebi is actually for the high class, and this ashwebi is actually for the low class. So if you are not wearing the type I actually need you to wear, and there may be a problem, because I want to like, okay, this, you are not under me, I can't give you this particular thing. Because that's just it about wedding drama and food. I've seen a scenario whereby people were asking for food at the wedding, were like, oh, the food, there's no meat, there's no this, there's no that, we're actually reserving it for some special people. And these special people, are so sure they're on their way or they're going to come? And later on, after the party and everything, they started bringing it out. Like, oh, there was excess meat, there was excess, everything was in excess. And this is like, oh, do you people want to eat? I'm like, ah. When people were actually ready to You did not serve them, you did not give them anything, and now you are coming out, you want to start serving us. So you're saying sorry now this time. Like everything was, it all went to waste because it wasn't making any sense at that particular moment. Nobody was ready to eat, or nobody was even there to take anything. And finally, yes, about movies. I'm going to be suggesting a Nigerian movie this time around called The Setup, starring Joker Silva, Kehinde Bankole, Adesua Itomi, Jimike, and many more. It's really, really a nice movie. And I think if you haven't seen it, you should. It's very, very nice. Also, an African proverb this week. Yes, I told you. I'm going to be saying, I'm going to be like telling you guys African proverb at every episode of my podcast. And for today, the African proverb is: a child that never visits other homes thinks his mother is the best cook. I repeat, a child that never visits other homes thinks his mother is the best cook. And that's it on the talk with Mimi. I'll see you all next time. Thank you for listening. Bye bye.